From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper, it is likely that Germantown voters will be asked to weigh in on the town board's decision to abolish its police department. Mayer writes, the board's August vote to put an end to the department is subject to permissive referendum, and it now appears that a petition has been successfully circulated to force the matter to vote. According to the police department's former officer in charge, Brian Du Bois, he collected 73 signatures, more than the 40 needed. Tim Otte, a Germantown resident and one of two people who carried petitions with Du Bois, said, and I quote, community policing has worked wonders here for a tiny cost, end quote. He cited the local police patrolling the town's parks and providing a presence at school games. He said, and I quote, these are community police officers. They're not threatening. I've never heard anyone complain about them, end quote. The town board decision came after it commissioned a report from Harry Corbett, a former head of the state police, who identified multiple problems with the two-person department and recommended that it be shut down. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative John Faso and his Democratic challenger Antonio Delgado are now running neck and neck in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Monmouth University poll released September 12th. The Democrats' chances of picking up the seat improve among traditional midterm voters, with Delgado leading Faso by 48% to 45%. Based on another model that assumes a surge of Democratic voters, Delgado's lead grows to 6 percentage points. That is still within the poll's margin of error. Monmouth University Polling Institute Director Patrick Murray said there is reason to expect turnout for the midterm election will be higher than usual. Murray said, and I quote, this is not a typical year, end quote. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield received 1% of the vote, which could be a deciding factor if the race stays tight through Election Day. A poll released by Siena Research Institute last month found Faso leading Delgado by 5 percentage points among likely voters, but that survey did not include the Green Party candidate. Read the full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Residents and public officials filled the Coxsackie Elementary School auditorium September 12th to offer their opinions on the Hegate Energy Project proposed for the vicinity of Farm to Market Road. State Senator George Amador Jr., Assemblymember Chris Teague, District Director for U.S. Representative John Faso, Ryan McAllister, Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hans, and Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans each spoke in support of the work of Saving Green, Citizens for Sensible Solar, and specifically took note of the Article 10 process, which takes the decision-making on large-scale utility projects out of local control. Many projects, including Athens Generating, have come and gone, but none have benefited Coxsackie, Evans said. He said, and I quote, if they're going to have projects that are sited here, then we should have the benefit here or in New York State. I would like to see a district benefit to myself as a taxpayer, end quote. Not everyone present agreed with Saving Green's message. One resident of Coxsackie said he does not understand the objection to the project because it will provide clean energy to the town. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York State Department of Transportation has announced it will close to vehicles a 3.5-mile portion of State Route 23A between Haines Falls and Palinville from Monday, September 17th until Monday, September 24th. As a result, the state parking lot on Route 23A that allows access to the trail to the base of Catterskills Falls will be inaccessible during that time. Hikers can access the upper trail to the Catterskills Falls overlook by following state detour signs that lead back to Route 23A in Hunter via State Routes 32, 23, and 296. For current construction status and additional information, visit the New York State Department of Transportation website at dot.ny.gov. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Socrates Post Office will be dedicated September 17th as the Congressman Maurice D. Hinchey Post Office. Congress approved and the president signed the legislation providing the designation for the late House of Representatives member who made Saugerties his home. The ceremony at the post office is expected to be attended by family, friends, and former colleagues of Henchy, who died in November 2017 at the age of 79. State and local primary elections are held today, Thursday, September 13th from noon to 9 p.m. This election is for voters enrolled in specific political parties to select candidates for state and local office. The statewide Reform Party primary is open to enrolled members of that party and also to any voter not enrolled in the Democratic, Republican, Conservative, Green, Working Families, Independents, or Women's Equality Party. For questions, contact either the Greene County Board of Elections at 518-719-3550 or the Columbia County Board of Elections at 518-828-3115. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.